We are a big soccer family. Our 15-year-old son is the third kid from our family to play for Albany High. He started out in Albany Rec Soccer and played alongside Alyssa Blake. We've seen her progress through the ranks to travel soccer and one of the local premier clubs, the Alley Cats. Her mother, Alexis, is one of a large number of people from the country of Guyana that have moved to this area over the last 25 years. Now, our 6-year-old plays at Albany Rec Soccer, and we see Alyssa and her mom working the concession stands at the fields. We heard rumors that Alyssa was playing for the Guyana under-17 national team in World Cup qualifying, and we wanted to hear the whole story. My wife Joanna and I met Alyssa and her mom at the soccer field. The season was over and the weather was cold, but Alyssa told us how her adventure began.
I don't know, my mom, she made like a Facebook post or something that connected to the Guyana national team, and I guess they saw it, and then so they got in contact with her. She started a Instagram page for me so they could see, like, since they were far away. And we were supposed to go last year, but because of COVID, we couldn't, like, connect and do it. We wanted, like, no training camps or go over and stuff.
June of 2019 is when I posted it to the Facebook page. And I think that's when they were going into their first qualification round. And I'm like, my daughter can play. I would be so excited. And then they reached out to me. But then, you know, COVID happened. So things kind of went haywire.
So what's your connection with Guyana?
My mom is from there. She's from, yeah, Guyana. Yeah, and my dad's from here. So.
Have you visited a bunch of times?
I only went once. That was like a while back when I was younger. I still remember a little bit of it. But it was nice though.
So when this was all sort of simmering and it seemed like a possibility, what were your thoughts?
I couldn't really believe it. It just didn't come through my mind, actually. I was just like, I don't know. It just didn't seem like it was, like, possible, I guess. Just like, hey, I'm going to be playing for a national team. It just didn't come through my mind.
When did you find out it was actually going to happen?
I think my mom sent me an email of it saying, congratulations, your daughter has made the national team for Guyana. And I saw it. I was just like, yeah, I mean, it still didn't ring. It still didn't go through my head at all. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be playing for a national team until I actually got there. So I was just like, hey guys, I'm leaving. I'm going to go play for a national team. Everyone else was happy. I was just like, it still didn't come through because it's just like basically me playing soccer just for like a different team.
Because of COVID, the qualifying round took place in Bradenton, Florida, where all four teams in Guyana's group played a round robin with the top two teams moving on.
We went into IMG, we went in, and then there was the hotel, I saw that.
But you hadn't met any of the team or the coaches before that, right?
No, I didn't know who I was playing with, I didn't know if we were good or not. I was like, I didn't know anything that was going to happen. I was just going there to just getting ready to play.
We got there on a Tuesday.
Okay, and when was your first game?
The Thursday. Yeah, so the next day we met the team, so we did like an hour of practice, and that was it. And then the next day, we just had a game.
And who was it against?
It was Anguilla. Anguilla was the first team. Yeah, they weren't bad.
Yeah, what happened?
We played. We weren't really connected because, you know, we haven't met each other. We haven't played with each other, and we just had like an hour of practice the day before, so we weren't really combined and like connected together. But we still were able to pull out a win, 1-0.
And you became the starting left back right away?
We played 5-4-1, so it was like I was in the back, but two other girls, like I was in the middle.
So what was that feel like when they just said, yep, you're our starting center defense?
I mean, it didn't seem new to me because, like, for Alley Cats, I'm like kind of a starter, so I was just like, okay, just put me in, like, I'm ready and everything.
Like, were the opponents better than who you play against the Alley Cats? Did you feel like, whoa, this is a step up, or did it feel just like a regular game?
The environment, actually, it felt very different to like when I'm back here home playing for the Alley Cats. But the team, like, they weren't that good, but they also weren't their best, so you know you had to like try your best and play your heart out.
Was the soccer culture different?
Totally, yeah. The language, like, they spoke English, but it was like different, so I couldn't understand them. The way they shouted and just said things was like totally different. But it was like nice to feel it, I guess, because there was just a lot of talking during the game.
Did it make you feel different about being Guyanese?
I mean, I felt more connected, I guess, when I was playing with them, and like the things we did after, we did a lot of team bonding too. So I felt more closer to like where my mom is from and stuff like that.
Okay, so you won just by like a goal with Anguilla. It was close, right?
Yeah, 1-0. We had a lot 1-0, of opportunities. Right.
And then next you had to play Honduras?
Yes, that was a tough
one. They're like the big dogs in the your division, right?
Oh my God, yeah.
What was that like?
We could have, I don't know, maybe did a little better, but it was also the second game. We weren't still like fully bonding and connected together. But Honduras was like a really good team, you know? And so we just had to come out there and like try to do our best to stop them from scoring a lot of goals.
And what was the score of that game?
It was 6-0, but I wasn't pissed or anything. I wasn't like, we suck or anything like that. I was just like, we got to keep our head up, guys. We're going to be fine. Like, they're a good team. What can you do about it?
The final game was against Turks and Caicos. The stakes were high, and before the game, the coaches appointed Alyssa team captain.
If we won, we qualified. But I was just like, hey, guys, we're not going to lose this game at all. Like, we have to go out there and win. That's it. We're not losing. I feel like it was just pressure in my hands, but I also thought, like, we got this. I'm like, we're going to be fine. I had to concentrate on my game, too, and just focus and know that we're going to push through and win.
And what happened?
We won 6-0. Yeah, it was pretty good.
It's a good-looking opportunity in the 21st minute for Guyana, and now they've scored. Loaded, header to the backside, ball deflects down, and now slid forward and over the line. Guyana now 5 up.
Alyssa and the Guyanese team have to wait until April for the other groups to play and determine who they face next.
And then the knockout stage is basically where the top three teams are the teams that will qualify for the FIFA World Cup.
So they still have another step to go.
So they still have another step to go. We just don't know where it's going to be, when it's going to be.
Is it just one game?
It's one knockout stage. Wow. So you win, you go on, you lose, you're out. So then would be the top 16 that's qualified for the FIFA World Cup.
Yeah, and that's in India.
October 2022.
Yeah.
So we don't know where we're gonna be.
And when you imagine success as a soccer player, what's the highest levels of success that you personally would want to achieve?
For me, it would probably be this, and maybe going to the World Cup, because I actually never thought I'd, like, be a national player. It wasn't really my dream to, like, become big and pro and go national, but at this age and, like, doing it now, I would continue doing it and, like, just go to the World Cup and see what happens.
Maybe go to the Senior World Cup after this?
If they want me, yeah, sure.
Yeah,
and that's part of, one of the compliments the technical director from the Guyana's team did say that, you know, herself and two of the other girls, they were the main reason for them qualifying, you know, and he did mention Alyssa as being one of the main reasons. So that was exciting to hear, and that was really
awesome.
Nice.
It's gotta feel good.
Yeah.
Start playing soccer.
It was here, actually, Albany Soccer Club. Well, I started first with rec as a little kid. Like, my mom used to coach me and my aunt used to coach me here. And then she got me into Albany Soccer Club at U8. I did that for, like, 2 years. And then I went to the Albany Alley Cats at U10, and I'm still there today, U17. It's just been fun, you know? I like trying new things and going to different clubs and seeing, like, how to play. And
is it something special to you to have her playing?
It is very special to me. I've always tried to instill a lot in her about me growing up in Guyana, what it was like. If I can take her back more often, I would. But because of her tournaments here, her soccer schedule here, it prevents us from traveling a lot. But I was glad I was able to take her. She was 8 when I took her. I have gone back several times. And I'm hoping in April of next year, 2022, to take her, you know, that she's gotten older, and take her a lot more often now. And especially if there's a possibility she could join the U20 team, that would be awesome, you know, just so she can get more, you know, familiar with what the country is really like. And I think she enjoyed being with the girls, and they taught her a lot.
Yeah.
They taught her a lot. And she was really connected with them, and I enjoyed watching them just to see the connection.
Let me record one goal kick just for the... for the sound. Like, just...
I see that frozen.
Well, no one will see it, so it's just the sound of it. Oh, yeah.
Reporting for Hudson Mohawk Magazine, this is Moses Nagel.